So far, 7 million people in South Africa have received at least a single dose of vaccine, still well short of its target of 40 million of the 60 million population. Infectious diseases specialist Shabir Madi says both the Pfizer and the Johnson and Johnson jabs, the vaccines being rolled out in South Africa, offer a high degree of protection against serious COVID-19 2 to 3 weeks after being given. But he says it's disappointing that not enough elderly people have been immunized.
Currently, the figure stands at about 65% of people above the age of 60 having been vaccinated. So one third of them have not as yet been vaccinated, which is a problem because they make up close to 50% of all of the people that die of COVID-19 in South Africa.
Another reason for climbing death rates, says Mardi, is that people with illnesses that increase their risk of getting serious COVID-19 aren't being pushed to the front of the vaccination queue.
We need to make a concerted effort to ensure that those that do have underlying medical conditions and people above the age of 60, we get a first dose into their arms as quickly as possible. And we want at least 90% of those individuals to be vaccinated before we're going to see some significant impact with the vaccines reducing death and hospitalization.
Another reason for climbing death rates, says Mardi, is that people with illnesses that increase their risk of getting serious COVID-19 aren't being pushed to the front of the vaccination queue.
The reason we're seeing young people die this time around and ending up in hospital is just a function of the much larger number of people that are actually being infected in this particular wave compared with the number of young people that were infected in previous waves, simply because this variant, unfortunately, is much, much more transmissible and it's much easier to be infected if in an environment where the virus is circulating.
Mardi says the US government's shipment of vaccines has arrived too late to ease South Africa's third outbreak, but should lessen the impact of the fourth resurgence expected in 3 to 4 months. He adds it's disturbing that despite the many deaths from COVID-19 in the country so far, some citizens continue to voice doubts about the jabs.
The core message to them is that the toss-up is between getting vaccinated and protected against COVID-19, despite there being a relatively very small risk of side effects, or remaining unprotected and actually dying of COVID-19. So you've got the choice to make, and that is especially if you're in that group of individuals that is at risk of developing severe disease. For me, the mathematics, the equation behind it is quite simple. The benefits of taking a chance with a vaccine, which you might have some doubts about, which I don't have any doubts about, far exceeds any sort of risk that you might have in mind.
The government's
When it
resisting
comes
public
to
pressure to make
vaccines,
COVID-19 vaccinations compulsory because they otherwise put others at risk. But the administration of President Cyril Ramaphosa maintains it's every individual's right to decide whether to be immunized. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.